tiles like this were sought after not only because they were expensive to make, but above all because they didn't catch fire like traditional thatch. And burning thatch was probably the greatest threat to any ancient city. By contrast, a tiled city was a safe city. And so it's perfectly understandable that a 9th century Korean commentator, singing the splendours of the city at the height of its prosperity, should dwell lyrically on its roofs.
The capital, Gyeongju, consisted of 178,936 houses. There was a villa and pleasure garden for each of the four seasons, to which the aristocrats resorted. Houses with tiled roofs stood in rows in the capital, and not a thatched roof was to be seen. Gentle rain came with harmonious blessings, and all the harvests were plentiful.
This tile, though, wasn't intended merely to protect you against the gentle rain. That was the job of the more prosaic, undecorated tiles covering the whole roof. Sitting as the decorated end of a ridge, glaring out across the city, our dragon tile was meant to ward off a teeming invisible army of hostile spirits and ghosts, protecting you not just against the weather, but against the forces of evil. The dragon on our roof tile was in a sense just a humble foot soldier in the great battle of the spirits that was being perpetually fought out at roof level, high above the streets of Gyeongju. And it was only one of 40 different classes of protective beings that formed a kind of defensive shield against spirit missiles and that could be deployed at all times to protect the people and the state.